Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 29, 2007. In the West Bank, 20 Palestinians are kidnapped across the region. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, 4 Palestinians are killed by the Israeli military. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinians were kidnapped and two Israeli soldiers moderately injured when the Israeli army invaded the northern West Bank city of Nablus in the early hours of Monday morning. Eyewitnesses reported that military patrols invaded Nablus city and the refugee camps of Balata and El Ain. Israeli army vehicles and bulldozers invaded the village of Kassa, located west of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, on Monday morning. Local sources reported that the bulldozers demolished animal sheds and huts in an attempt to force Palestinian farmers from the land. A Palestinian worker from the city of Bethlehem sustained moderate wounds after he was attacked by a number of Israeli soldiers on Monday morning. The attack took place in the Beit Hanina area, located in the northern part of the occupied city of Jerusalem. In related news, Israeli media sources reported that at least 20 Palestinians were kidnapped in pre-dawn raids across the West Bank. Four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed in the early hours of Monday morning when Israeli forces invaded the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanun and an area near the southern Gaza city of Rafah. In Beit Hanun, three Palestinians were killed when a large Israeli force invaded the area, raising lands and shelling a local college. After local resistance fighters clashed with the invading soldiers, medical sources reported that three Palestinians had been killed by Israeli fire. The men were identified as Ahmad al-Zanin, Ahmad Abu Uda, and Mohammed Hamad, a member of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas. At least five other Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were injured in the invasion. Elsewhere, after clashes between resistance fighters and invading Israeli special forces near Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, medical sources announced that one man, identified as Ahmad Abu Tanun, 22, had been killed by Israeli gunfire. Four others were moderately to seriously injured. Israeli media sources reported that one soldier, identified as Ehud Efrati, was also killed in the confrontation. The soldier was killed after a rocket-propelled grenade was fired at his position. Earlier on Sunday night, two members of the Al-Qassam Brigades were moderately injured when they clashed with Israeli forces in the Al-Sinati area of Khan Yunus. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by John Smith and Ghassan Banura.